It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. Finally, this half hour, under legislation being sought by the Iowa Department of Public Safety with the backing of our governor, Terry Branstad, it would be illegal to make handheld cell phone calls while driving. Also, texting while driving would become a primary offense instead of a secondary offense. Here to explain a little bit about this proposal to us and some of the science behind distracted driving, Dan McGeehee joins us again, director of the Transportation and Vehicle Safety Research Division at the University of Iowa's Public Policy Center. Welcome back, Dan.
Thanks, Ben.
What are the proposed changes?
Well, right now we have a secondary offense law for texting specifically, which means that a police officer needs to see you not wearing your safety belt or speeding while they see you on the phone texting. Otherwise, they can't pull you over. So This new law proposes to make it a primary offense, which means that if an officer sees you texting, they can pull you over for that offense.
Okay. And what about handheld cell phone calls? That would be illegal. A lot of people do that.
Yes, that's one area that this was also would move into, and that is the act of actually dialing the phone is one of the most dangerous part of the cell phones when you're handling, locating the phone, and so forth. The actual talking part, if you have like a Bluetooth or a hands-free, would be okay. But it's really the elements of where you locate your phone.
It's using phones. Your hands. Voice activation gets you away from the distraction Bluetooth or whatever.
Once you're on the phone, I think one of the limitations of these kinds of so-called hands-free laws is that they sort of forget that the majority of the distraction is when you're handling the phone, when you're answering it. You have to locate it. It's in your pocket. It's in your purse and so forth. And that's what's sort of missing. But this is oftentimes, lawmakers can sort of get in between and just call it a hands-free law.
Okay. We can tell when anybody does this, and if they're honest with themselves, they can tell that they're distracted for whatever number of seconds while they're driving, be it texting or calling, getting fishing the cell phone out from a purse or from the seat next to you or a glove box or something like that. What do statistics tell us about how much more dangerous a driver is when he or she is engaged in such activities?
I think we need to step back and sort of look at the history of the mobile phone by itself. I mean, 10 years ago, we were using mobile phones that were sort of the flip phones, and we were largely talking. Now, it's almost impossible to find a basic flip phone. You can find them, but that's the exception. So now we replace that with the smartphone and look at all the different features. The Swiss Army knife of our lives is in our hands, in our pockets all the time. So we're not only doing email, we're doing Instagram, we're doing Snapchat, we're doing Facebook. There's so many different applications. We're looking at the weather while we drive. And driving, by and large, is a fairly boring activity. So we tend to fill in driving with the things that make us more entertained.
Mm-hmm. And that makes us, statistically speaking, how much more dangerous when we're texting, for example?
Yeah, so if you just take a look at the normal text message, and this is something that we've studied here at the University of Iowa for quite some time, generally takes about 4 seconds, your eyes about 4 seconds off the road while you drive to just take that first gulp away at your cell phone. And during that time, 4 seconds, and you're driving on the highway, you're driving about 90 feet per second. That's like driving the entire length of Kinnick Stadium, including the grandstands, without looking at the road.
With your eyes closed.
With your eyes closed, exactly. In fact, some of the first studies in driver distraction looked at putting a hood over your face for several seconds and seeing how people would drive. So it's really a significant issue. When you start to look at how much we're doing it, that becomes the problem, is that historically—
Right, I wanted to touch on that. That's exactly where I was going, Dan McGeehee, is that with this such a ubiquitous activity, is there really how much hope do you have that laws can change behavior, the drastic amount that seems to be necessary to increase safety?
I think laws are just one part of the issue. We are seeing in our own data and across the country that people are starting to self-regulate a little bit. And what that means is that they might choose to look at their phone when they're at a stop sign or at a stoplight versus choose to type out a text message while they're actually driving. So I think that's some of the good news, is people are sort of trying to reconcile how to use this system, because we all have had close calls where we're looking off the road. It might even be a billboard. I mean, there are lots of things that distract us while we drive. Like I said, it's generally a fairly boring activity, and so we're looking for things that interest.
Mm-hmm. In terms of laws, we're coming up at the to the end of our segment here, but in terms of laws, how does Iowa compare with other states? Are we in the middle, progressive, or behind things?
We're lagging behind other states because of this primary versus secondary issue in particular. There are very few states that have secondary texting laws. Most will have primary laws.
So when we travel to another state, we have to be aware it's likely that state will, a police officer may pull us over just for texting without any other cause.
That's very, very possible, mm-hmm. Especially in sort of the texting arena.
Here's a scenario that I know I'm not alone in experiencing, Dan. While driving, of course, other drivers, you have to interact with them, and you're inconvenienced by a driver who is driving in some way poorly. And then there's some inattention by that driver, whatever, I don't know. But you see it's caused by a cell phone. Is there anything you can do at that point besides simply being really annoyed that that person is giving a lot of attention to a cell phone rather than driving safely?
Well, it can be a slippery slope in trying to figure out if it's just around that. Sometimes people are actually drunk and on the cell phone at the same time. And certainly I've had the occasion to watch somebody that was clearly impaired and weaving around the road. And you can call 911 and report a person that's being a danger to themselves or others. So that's something that police hear about frequently.
Well, what about if this new law would be primary? If you saw someone texting, could you get that license plate and report them, you think, Dan?
That's a really good question. I think we need to bring another person on board to answer that. But, sometimes, especially in the smaller communities, I know that police will sometimes just make a call to somebody and say, hey, by the way, somebody called and said they were concerned about your behavior.
It's sort of a nice reminder that
People are watching, yes.
People are watching, and this is indeed a danger to a lot of people. Very quickly, what's happening in your lab at the moment?
Wow, we have lots of things going on right now. We've just finished a very large study for the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety that's looked at 1,700 crashes that we've captured on video cameras from the inside out. Excuse me. And we're going to be releasing that report in the next few weeks that kind of shows what's happening inside a car before a serious crash.
I bet you we're going to want to have you back to talk about that and put some of that video on our website. Thank you,
yes,
Dan McGreehy, Director of the Transportation and Vehicle Safety Research Division at the University of Iowa's Public Policy Center. It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. When we come back, we'll talk about how to fund legal services for low-income Iowans. Also, an Iowa police department that brings back baseball-like cards, cop cards they're called, and it's about more than just fun. We'll find out about that. And Alan Zarnetsky will be along, meteorologist at UNI, to talk about how this winter is stacking up against winters from the past. It's your NewsBuzz edition of River to River on this Friday. I'm Ben Kiefer, back in just a few minutes.